Great Cost of Freedom by Debbie McDaniel. Read by Sean McAvoy. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Freedom is never free. It's a precious gift, and often it comes at a very great cost. Through the years of our nation's history, countless brave men and women have given their lives in order to protect our country and to allow us to live free today. But often we may forget. It's easy to take for granted what we've always had. And most of us alive today have always enjoyed wonderful freedom in our lives and in our nation. Yet, somewhere along the way, many others have paid and sacrificed dearly for the liberties we enjoy so freely today. Originally known as Decoration Day after the Civil War in 1868, Memorial Day was established as a national holiday in 1971, a time for pausing to remember all of those who have died while serving in the American Armed Forces. This is a day to be thankful. To remember. For all those who have protected our nation, for the men and women in uniform, together we say thank you. There is great power and strength in the loyalty of your service because of these things. There's power in unity and standing strong together. There's power in fighting on behalf of our nation and for those who cannot fight for themselves. There's power in rising up in courage, pursuing victory for what is right. There's power in knowing that God Himself fights on our behalf. There's power in prayer and in the one who sets us truly free. May we never forget the cost of it all, the great price that was paid for our freedom, and the courage that our nation was founded on as one nation under God. Thank you to those who paved the way for our liberty, to those who have fought hard and were willing to pay such a great price. May He help us to always stand strong for what we know is true. May He help us to walk in love. May He help us to live brave. For all those who wear the uniform today, and for those who have gone before, we pause to pray and give thanks and to remember. The Lord bless you greatly for your service and sacrifice, and may God bless America. Intersecting Faith and Life. Dear God, thank you for brave souls who have given their lives so that we can live free. Today we remember and are incredibly grateful for their courage and love. Please bless all those who serve today and their families. All those who have suffered great loss or have made tremendous sacrifices on behalf of our nation. Cover them in your great care and protection. Thank you most of all for the gift of our Savior, who gave His life to offer ultimate freedom for all. Help us to live deeply changed and affected by the love and sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. Thanks for setting us free. In Jesus' name, amen. And for further reading, check out Psalm 23, 1 through 6, Psalm 91, 1 and 2, and Romans 5:8.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.